If you love Arizona small school basketball, you need to check out our Patreon. Here you can find bonus episodes, live post-game shows, and video podcasts all about Arizona small ball that you can't find anywhere else. You can find the link to our Patreon and the link tree in our bio at any of our social media platforms. I promise you, if you love Arizona small ball, you are going to love our Patreon. Reyes always says this, but if you don't join the Army, you may just get drafted. Don't miss out on your chance to join the small ball Army. I mean, how could you not love them instantly? And they didn't even have probably their best, not probably their best offensive kid.
I was like, in the alternate universe, I said, Caleb Shaw is watching this. And guys, we're fine.
They've done this before. They did this. I mean, they've done it to great teams before. So it's just like, I don't even know if that's really a big win for him.
He is a leader on defense. I mean, this kid has a motor, man. I mean, you can just tell he gets into the game and he starts to defend and everybody just kind of rallies behind him. He's their leader. Like, he's everything for them.
He's him.
If you don't love that win, you don't love Arizona small ball. I mean, I don't care what level you're on. That performance is one that's going to go in the record books. What is up, Arizona high school basketball fanatics? Welcome back to the Arizona Small Ball Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff. Your other host, Reyes, is here with me as always, and we are so excited to be back for season 4 of the podcast with you. We're going to kick off this season here on Apple Podcasts and Spotify by talking about some preseason top 10 picks that got a little dicey. And we're also going to preview the first week of games because hoops starts this week. Big Ray, how you doing, big dog?
Dude, what is going on, man? We're back. I mean, I guess technically we've been back for a while now, but we're finally back on the regular channel as far as, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everything other than that. It's good to be back, man. You know, the season is upon us. Literally, it's here.
It's literally, if you're listening to this, it could be hours away. If you're listening to this, it could be days away. Regardless, we're right on the cusp of an awesome fourth season of the podcast. And, you know, if you're listening to this and you hear Reyes sounding a little bit different, we were having some connectivity issues. So Reyes is just kind of on Zoom right now and we're rolling with it. And Reyes, even though you sound like you're talking through a potato, you still sound great, dude.
That was so funny. When we were trying to get this to work, trying to get the audio better. Jeff texted me, like, you sound like a potato. And I sound like I'm talking through a potato or something like that. I'm like, that makes literally no sense. I had to, like, imagine in my mind. So for you guys listening, everything like that, just imagine me, I guess, talking through a potato.
Hey, and if you're talking through a potato or if you're talking through a mic, buddy, the podcast is always better when you're on it. As we get into this season of the podcast, something that I do want to say is, you know, it's so good to be back on normal listening platforms because there's thousands of you guys that tune into the podcast every single week, but less than 50% of you guys are subscribers. So hop on to Apple Podcasts, hop on over to Spotify, hit follow, hit subscribe, so that way you never miss an episode. Reyes, what's going to happen to people if they don't subscribe to the show, dude?
Dude, if they do not subscribe to the show, they're going to get a letter in their mailbox with a draft. The draft letter. We told this to our Patreons already, but we're going to do it to you guys as well and just involuntarily make you join the Army. And if you don't do that, I mean, there's potential exile.
Potential exile, right? There's dire consequences for all of that. Now, Reyes did mention this. We have already been back on the podcast on Patreon for the last 2 weeks. On Patreon, we've been grinding. I think we've released at least 8 episodes now up to this point. And we talked about our preseason top 10. We talked about preseason over-unders, predictions on the top 24 teams in the small ball. We also did some emergency podcasts. So, I mean, there's a lot of content on there. If you love Arizona small ball, you should check it out. Linktree is in our bio, so you can go look at that. Another thing that we want to talk about, because we are going to preview the first week of games, we want to talk about some of the preseason rankings that have been released, because Reyes, there have been some controversy surrounding these rankings.
Bro, there's been controversy. There's been a little bit of backlash. There's been a little bit of talk. you know, around the small ball realm. But like I said, we're open to all of it, man. We love it. We like that you guys are engaging with our posts. You know what I mean? That lets us know that you guys take this as serious as we do, which is, makes it even more fun. But some of these teams that we're talking, they play this week. Literally some teams in like literally the next couple hours, right? And so it's kind of, literally a scary hour.
Scary hours.
Money where your mouth is.
And it's going to be super fun to watch these teams in action. Something that is also cool that actually gained a ton of traction is our partners over at Cloud9 Sports released their preseason top nine. And before we talk about that, a little bit about them, we've entered into an awesome partnership with Cloud9 Sports. We're super excited to partner with them because they're a sports apparel company that is run by small ball coaches. And they care just as much about small schools as we do. We use them for all of our events and have been super pleased with all their products. I'm telling you guys, they're just different. Their turnaround time is like 3 weeks. Competitors can take up to 6 to 8 weeks. They're awesome. They are so invested in the small ball that they released their top nine. Whereas when we did Manscaped and Exter, I didn't see Manscaped release a top nine for the small ball. I'm just saying.
That is true, man. Manscaped did not drop a top nine or top 10 in the rankings, but Cloud9 did. And like I said, dude, if you are looking for apparel, team swag, and stuff like that, Cloud9 is your guy.
Let's talk about some of the rankings that they released, because, I mean, they're kind of controversial, bro. I mean,
it's kind of wild, low-key. Let's start with the 3A. Let's see with the 1A first, because the 1A is not anything crazy.
Well, I got something to say about the 1A, though. It's Fort Thomas.
They do have Fort. I know they did put Fort Thomas at 3, which is kind of crazy, over the Gregory School.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure there was a couple of people that did not or weren't fans of that as well. I think we had Fort Thomas. I think we did rank Fort Thomas. I just don't think we had him at number 3.
Right.
Especially above the Gregory School. I just don't see in a world where Fort Thomas is a better team than the Gregory School. No disrespect. This is all respectfully, right?
Right. But here's the thing, though. I think there might, I don't know if there's something that we're missing or not, but AJT or ATJ Sports Photography, who's a huge, awesome fan of small ball in Arizona, he posted that he put Fort Thomas number 1 in the preseason rankings.
Well, I think there's some people that may, he might know something that we don't, or he's drinking the Kool-Aid.
I'm just saying, number 1 over North Valley and Babbo.
I'm just saying, man.
That's crazy. Is that crazy? That's crazy to me.
It's a little bananas. Shout out to this guy, because, I mean, he was the one that, you know, was there at our senior showcase. You know,
I know.
He was a great guy.
Nothing but love. You know, this is a shout out.
Nothing but love.
Yeah.
Shout out, no free shout outs, right? But I think he's drinking the Kool-Aid on this one.
Okay, yeah, we'll see. They'll go to the 3A.
We don't know yet, but from what we know,
right,
the information that we have, I'm just saying, I just don't see it. Maybe in a perfect world for Fort Thomas, absolutely, but, you know, sometimes their world is not perfect, dude.
I know, and Cloud9 Sports, one thing that I did love about their 3A rankings is they gave some love to ALA West Foothills.
Hey. Before we go to the 3, let's have the 2A.
Let's save that one for last, though, bro. It's the best one.
All right.
I didn't forget about it, dude. Come on now.
Okay, my bad, dude. So, yeah, they did give ALA Wesley Hills love, which is, you know, I'm pretty sure they really like that.
Yeah.
We did not show them love. I mean, we did technically on the Patreon episode. If you did not listen to that, go to the Patreon and listen now. Join the Army so you can get into the action and just kind of get a little recap of what's going to be happening, learn about the team.
That's what I'm saying. I kind of felt bad because, like, Dayton Foster and some other kids from ALA West Foothills, they commented on our post and said, that's crazy, no love. And I didn't want to say this, so I guess I'll say it now. But, like, we gave them so much love on the Patreon because we were, like, they're just on the outside for us and, like, talked about how tough they were going to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I don't know.
No, I agree with you, man. So, I mean, it's going to be kind of super interesting to see. What was also crazy was they put Palo Verde at 9.
I know. I thought that was a little low for Palo.
I think it's a little low. I think I had him at 6, and I had him at 6, and you have him at 5.
Right.
Like I said, Coach Smith's on all the smoke tours, so he's loving this. This is just fuel for him, honestly.
Love it.
But Palo Verde, in our eyes, is above 9, for sure. Shinley at five. That's where it gets a little dicey, my friend.
I think that's a little high. You would agree with that, huh?
I think that's a little high. I think you could switch Paolo Verde and Shinley.
Sure.
Yuma Castle at four. You could make the argument for ALA to be three.
Sure.
So I'm not mad about that. Scott's still at seven, man. I think after what's happened in the news, I think they're number nine or even honestly out of the top ten, respectfully. Oh, here we go.
What if Jacob Weber transferred to Fort Thomas?
Fort Thomas wins the state championship.
Do you think, honestly?
I don't know who would be able to guard him.
I don't think they'd win the title. I don't know. Maybe not.
Dude, he'd be putting a video game number if he was in the 1A.
It would be crazy, though. I would love to see that, like in the alternate universe, you know?
That'd be so funny, honestly.
Okay, let's go to the 2A because this was by far the most controversial of the picks from Cloud9 Sports. And, you know, I mentioned this before that it's a company that's run by small ball coaches. These are coaches that have been in the small ball scene for years. They coach in it, they know it, and they've watched a lot of games. And, you know, they ranked Santan Charter number 3.
They did have my Honey Badgers, though, at number 1, so shout out to that, because that was lit.
I think the Honey Badgers, they got a lot coming for them this season, which is cool. But, okay, let's just take a second here and talk about why Cloud9 Sports would have ranked Santan Charter 3. What is the argument? Because we had a big argument on Patreon. You had Highland 1, Santan 2. I had those flipped. What's the argument for having Santan Charter being 3? Can you think of any?
I cannot make a case right now to where Santan Charter is the third best team in the 2A. Like I said, you can make the argument for 1 or 2. You think a clear number 1, I think a clear number 2. But the Yotes, I mean, like I said, no disrespect. You know, shout out Coach Myers and the Yotes, man. What they got going and what they have this year is special. Yeah. I just don't think right now they're a number 2 team in the state. I think they're a number 3, number 4.
So, okay, I'm going to try to think because, I mean, if you've listened to me talk about Santan Charter, you know they are my undisputed number 1. They're my favorite to win the 2A title this year. I'm just trying to live through the mind of Cloud9 Sports right now, and I want to think about why they would do that. And the only thing I could think of is Santan Charter does not play with an edge. They play with a razor blade. And they can get very in the moment with games, you know. They can get
that temper flare.
Yeah, which is great, man. And that's one of the reasons why I love them, dude. How could you not love a group of kids that plays with the fire that they do? Like, it's awesome. My only thought is maybe the thinking is the two teams that they ranked above them, are they more separate?
Composed.
Are they more separate? I don't think composed is the right word. Are they more separate from the moment than a Santan Charter could be, right? I mean, that's my only thought process. I don't agree with it. I love Santan Charter. They're number 1.
But no, if you were to make a case, that's right. Probably one of the things you probably could say to say against Santan, right?
Right.
Help your case.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's interesting to think about. I don't know if Cloud9 Sports is going to get any business from Santan Charter or not. But hey, either way, you'd be happy with the shirt you got.
Hey, that is very true. Coach Cruz did say, shout out to Coach Cruz. I think he did say he's going to hook us up with some gear. So I'm looking forward to that for that Roadrunner gear, man. That's going to be lit.
That's going to be fun. So those are the preseason rankings for Cloud9 Sports. But there was also some teams that had some pushback on our preseason top 10. And you mentioned this already, but a couple of these teams are actually playing in this first week. Namely, you have Winslow and ALA West Foothills, who we already kind of mentioned. And Winslow actually plays against the team that they said that they should be ranked above. They play against Chinle.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say something. No, yeah, they play against the Wildcats. The Bulldogs are the Wildcats, man. I mean, are we going to jump straight to the games right now, or are we just kind of talking about the teams that felt a little left out?
No, we can jump into the games. I just wanted to, and you already kind of mentioned this, I just want to say it one more time. There's nothing better than someone's like doubting you, and then you having the opportunity to prove it on week one. You don't even gotta wait, bro. Like it's right here. It's right in front of your face. Like these matchups between ALA West Foothills and Fountain Hills, which we'll get into, Winslow Chin Lee, like they're playing against teams that are in our top 10 and they felt they were snubbed. It's time to put it up. You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely agree with you. This first week, man, respectfully, we're going to go ahead and skip on Wednesday. Wednesday is technically the official start day for some of these teams, but we're going to go ahead and kind of skip that just because there's a lot of games that really just wasn't very enticing, respectfully, right? But Thursday, it gets popping, dude, right away. Let's just jump right into it. So for the first matchup that we felt that was a pretty solid matchup to showcase and talk about was number 7/8 Leading Edge versus my number 1, your number 2, Honey Badger, in the Honey Badger Den. It is scary. It's scary hours, man, to start this off. And we talked about this behind closed doors and everything like that, about this matchup and everything. For Leading Edge, what are some keys for them in order to steal one out of the Honey Badger's Den?
I mean, they've got to figure out a way to – I think they've got to figure out a way to control the boards. If they can get some good rebounds and keep eBay off the boards and their other bigs and their other athletes, and they can get out in transition, that could cause some really big problems for Highland Prep. But they've got to control the boards, and maybe not even control the boards, but they've got to do a good job of keeping Highland Prep off the glass. And, I mean, this also on the flip side, this is just such a, like, textbook, well, of course, answer. But, man, they've also got to make shots early. Because if they miss, we know this about Leading Edge and their guards, they love to shoot the three. If those go down for them early, that's great. But if they miss those long shots and the long rebounds, I mean, Highland Prep, they're in transition. And, I mean, we're talking about, that is scary hours. And that is the last thing that you want for a Highland Prep squad. So they have got to make shots early and often, and they got to try to do their best to control the boards.
No, I agree with you on that, too. And, like, for that caveat for me, I agree with you saying that I think Leading Edge needs to find a way to contain Preston eBay. They also need to limit Highland Prep transition. These teams both like to run in transition, but if one team can stop the other, I think it's a huge factor. So Leading Edge can kind of mitigate that, secure the rebound, throw some press, maybe even throw some zone, throw some junk, just to kind of slow down the game a little bit. I think that could really shake things up just to make it more interesting, as you can say. And then I think this is fair to say, I think overall Leading Edge's guards shoot better or shoot at a higher percentage than Highland Prep's guards. Not saying Highland Prep's guards like Cohen Hill and them, not saying they don't shoot the ball well, but – you know, clip for clip, I think Leading Edge has them in that advantage. So if they can exploit that and really utilize that, I think that can really help them in potentially securing a win against the Honey Badgers in the Honey Badger Den.
Right, and I think that's the biggest challenge for them. It's on the road. And, I mean, yeah, the percentages for these guards, we talked about it on Patreon, but it's like 45%, 53%, 50%, 49%, 40%. Like, it's crazy. And they shoot a lot of threes as well. Give me a percentage. What's the likelihood that Highland Prep gets upset in this season opener at home?
I think there's like a 20%, 30% chance. I say 20. I say actually not even 20. That's pretty high. I'm going to go ahead and say 15 to 20% chance. I think it's very unlikely.
I give them.
It could happen, though.
Yeah. I actually, and I mean, I'll even say this for my pick. My pick is Highland Prep, and I think Highland Prep wins by about 15. I say plus 15, but I give them a 35% chance to get upset here. I think I remember so much about Leading Edge last year in the 2A, and remember how they opened their season last year was with that monstrous win over our number one team, Phoenix Christian. And everybody had everybody, and this feels eerily similar to that. The only difference is it's not at home, it's on the road.
No, yeah, exactly, and that's my – I have about 15 to 20% chance that Highland Prep is on upset alert or upset watch just because solely that leading edge opened up the season with a banger. They got a huge win over the number one team in our eyes. And so you never know. History could repeat itself. Like I said, you are a history teacher, so you would know a thing or two about that. But I got Highland Prep plus 15 as well. I think it's very unlikely, but you never know what can happen, dude. Small ball basketball is crazy.
And if you don't love an upset in week one, you don't love Arizona small ball.
Absolutely. Let's jump to the number two. So game number two is actually probably one of your favorites. It is your Fighting Frog, your number 10 Fighting Frog, not mine. Your number 10 Fighting Frog versus Malk. Mojave Accelerator.
And I really love both of these programs.
What was that?
I really love both of these programs a lot.
I know. These programs are really fun. Like I said, I think that Sloan may have fell off a little bit. You think they're still a top 10 team in the 1A. This matchup is pretty interesting just because on Malk's side of things, they did lose a little bit with Lucas Leslie, Tyson Banks, and everything like that.
It's a lot of scoring. That's like almost 40 points a game.
Yeah, but besides that, I think we were talking about this, Malk is pretty young overall. They do have some pretty key guards coming back. They have Hunniger, who is coming back, which is very exciting to see. I'm trying to think overall.
I'm looking for Hunniger this year to have a really big breakout season like his older brother about 2 years ago. Remember, he was averaging about 20 a game, and he was a part of that really special group that they had. And I'm looking for Hunniger now with the exit of Tyson and Lucas Leslie. I'm looking for him to really step into his own and be a lot more aggressive this year. So I'm excited to see him get started against Siloam because we know this about Siloam. Coach Aaron does a great job getting his kids to just play a gritty style of basketball. It's super fun to watch. They're aggressive. They get up in your face. They did lose some key players from last year, but I still think they've got some good players coming back. They got Giovanni. They've got Jabron. And, I mean, I've said this before, but Siloam was more than just a couple kids. It's a mentality. And a lot of those kids are still there, and I'm just excited to see them play. I mean, you know me. I got to roll with my Fighting Frogs on this one. So I'm rolling with Siloam, and I think it's like a plus five game. I think it's pretty close.
Yeah, I think this game can be very close, too. And I guess to mention, right? So Mal, they're bringing back Hunniger, who's going to be a senior this year, Keltner, who's going to be a senior this year, Weiss, who's going to be a senior this year. Then you have the youngest, Hunniger, who is going to be a sophomore. They have a couple of sophomore freshmen, right? They're going to be impact players. These guys are experienced. I kind of like the direction of what Malk is potentially building. Dare I say they beat the Fighting Frogs.
Dude, don't even say it. Were you just saying it to make me mad? I'm on vacation, and I'm like in a great mood, and you're going to make me say something that's going to make me mad.
I was just going to say it just so that we can be different, but my heart does say that the Fighting Frogs do pull this off. I think it's going to be a little bit of a stretch. I'm going to go the Fighting Frogs plus 8. I think they secure the first win in the season, man.
Thank you. That really did a lot for me.
You're welcome, dude. So, anyways, here is the next game. This one is actually a pretty fun matchup.
And that Siloam-Mojave Accelerated game, is that's Thursday still?
I believe that is Thursday, correct.
Okay.
Let me make sure. I should have put – so our social media guy did a pretty cool job with the graphic. You guys will be able to see it.
He spent too much time on the graph.
he a lot of time was spent on this graphic and not a lot of time adding the details that we normally do.
Okay, so Thursday is Siloam. Okay, yeah, that is Thursday.
Okay, yeah. Well, let me just make sure I pull up these dates just because I don't want to miss anything, especially
– I've got the dates. Let's move on to Friday.
Is it Friday?
Franklin at Horizon Honors.
Correct. Ben Franklin at Horizon Honors. You have the Chargers versus the Eagles, man. This game is going to be a fun matchup. I think it has the potential to be not the game of the week, but...
This is not the game of the week, Big Dog. I can't believe you just said that. No disrespect to these teams, but this is not the game of the week.
That's just... That is just really disrespectful. I was just trying to boast these teams up.
And they're great teams and great programs, but it's not the game of the week.
Hey, dude, don't try to backtrack now, dude. I was trying to give some players love and some team love.
You can still give them love.
Man, you're a bad dude. Just because you're on vacation, you think you're different. Anyway, so you have Horizon Honors with the 6'7 forward, Matthew
McKinney, I think.
Yeah. McKinney. You have Torres. You have Gerlich and all that stuff. You know, they got them coming back. Which, you know, we saw Horizon Honors, man. Their guards are pretty scrappy. They do graduate from key guards that are going to be leaving. But their main player, Matthew, he is a perennial top kid in the small ball. So he's going to be really fun to watch. I think it can be a difficult, and I think this game can really get away from them if Matthew doesn't have a big game against Horizon or against.
Hey, I agree with you 100%. I was just thinking that. He's got to have a big game for them, not only on offense, but defense too.
Absolutely, because, I mean, you have the firepower with Ben Franklin, especially with Mott, right? The kid's been playing tough all summer in the fall. He's going to be he's for sure a perennial player, for sure in the small ball. And I think he's looking to really carry this Charger team to a really good first victory to start the season off.
What's your plus on that?
I think I'm going to go ahead, and this is, like I said, this is respectfully, right? And, you know, I think the head coach, I think he said something on Twitter, right? He's keeping receipts. And so I hope he's listening to this, and I hope he tweets something too as well. I think I'm going to go ahead and boot Ben Franklin plus 12, respectfully.
Dang, bro. That was seemed like a direct thing to her. But you know him a little bit, huh?
Not necessarily, but.
It's the other coach that's there.
It was the other coach, yeah. The other coach is really cool.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Great guy and everything like that. I think it's the original head coach.
Gotcha. Yeah, I really like both of these programs, and I've always liked Horizon Honors. I remember years ago when I first came to Arizona, we went and played at their place, and I just feel like every single time I've played against them or seen them play, they're just really disciplined. They do a great job. Ben Franklin's the same way, though, dude. Ben Franklin has kind of this old school like way about them where they do things like there's nothing flashy about them, maybe other than Kyle Mott. But they just get the job done, and I really like how they play. I'm looking for them to have a good season this year. I'm going to go Ben Franklin, but I'm going to say plus 6. I think it's a little bit closer than you think.
Okay. I'm not mad about that. Okay, moving on. Here is one of the games where there was some talk.
Oh, I know. This is Friday.
So, yeah, the Guardians of West Foothills had something to say about us leading them out of the top 10. They go ahead and open the season up at their place against the Falcons of Fountain Hill, which I believe is my number 10 team and your number 7 team.
Yep, that's correct.
Let's talk about this, man. Let's get right
into it. Let's just start with this, okay? Give me a percentage. What's the likelihood that Fountain Hills gets upset here on the road at ALA West Foothills to start their season? Because it is a rematch.
I'm going to go 50-50. I think it's a coin flip this year.
Really?
I think so.
What makes you say that? Because last year, for those of you, just for some context, ALA West Foothills opened their season against Fountain Hills last year, brand new program, brand new school, and they went to Fountain Hills in the Nest, and, you know, it was a rough first game for them. Fountain Hills ran away with that, and now they're looking to come back, and they didn't have Dayton Foster. He was eligible to play midway through the season. If you don't know Dayton Foster, you will know his name. By the end of the season, he is one of the best point guards in small ball. And I'm going to say this. I think he might be. He's one of my favorite point guards to watch. I mean, I watched him play, and he had, like, probably 7 steals in 1.5 in a fall game. But,
man, I was just going to say he's an electric player to watch, man. He's so fun to watch. His stealing ability is a – it's pretty unique, and it's awesome to see, man. He racks up steals like I've never seen it before. It's crazy.
I really haven't. It's awesome. So what I'm saying is this ALA West Foothills team adds Dayton Foster. They add a couple other key players as well. Their other players have gotten better. This team can shoot the ball, which is key against Fountain Hills. We'll get into. But, I mean, this is a very different game, and now they have it at home. So you say it's a 50% chance for an upset.
I think it's 50-50, man. I think ALA West Foothills has that chip on their shoulder. I think they have this date saved because, like I said, last year they were kind of embarrassed, right? They got their players. They got Dayton Foster. They got Trevon Howard, who has a year of experience. The kid can shoot the lights out. They got a couple other kids ready to rock and roll. They're big, has been playing pretty tough for them in the summer and in the fall. Coach Howard does a great job with his group overall, getting kids to play super hard. It's at, you know, the Lions' den or the Guardians' den, right? And so I think that does really play a factor into this game as well, especially with this new look for Fallon Hills, right? You do have Keanor, who's an electric player as well, respectfully, and I think the role players that Coach Bonner has around Keanor are going to play tremendous just because, you know, it's Coach Bonner basketball. I think the style of he plays and what he is, he's literally almost a standard of small ball. He is just, you know, he's a really good coach. And so I think with West Foothills, I think they have a really good shot, you know, causing an upset, earning their way back in the top 10.
So are you pulling for LA West Foothills in this game?
I'm not actually pulling, but I'm just like, I'm boasting them up a little bit, you know. I really do like this team, you know, and I really want them to prove and show, you know, both of us why they deserve, right? And there's no other better way to not only just, like, tell us about it, but show us, right?
Right.
Here's your opportunity to knock off your number 7, my number 10.
I know we could have some potential shakeups in the rankings. One of the keys for ALA West Foothills is going to be shooting. If you're going to beat a Coach Bonner-led team,
you've got to
read your skips. You've got to be strong with the basketball, and you've got to be ready to shoot the ball. And ALA West Foothills has the ability to do that. I think something else that's going to help them is it seems like ALA West Foothills really likes to speed the game up a lot from the fall into the summer. We'll see if they can do that against Fountain Hills. I'm going to rock with Fountain Hills on this one, but I think it's way closer. I think it's like plus 3. I think it comes down to the wire. ALA West Foothills is going to have a huge chance to win this game, though. I cannot wait for it.
No, I think it's a huge game. You're going, what did you say, plus what?
I said plus 4.
Plus 4? I'm going to get crazy here just because, like, why not? Actually, I'm not going to get crazy. That's kind of silly.
Just do it, dude. I can feel it. Go with your gut, bro.
Yo, it's weird though. How can I go with my gut when I'm the one that put, okay, let's hear this. What if what?
What if Reyes just went with his gut and he didn't care about what other people thought about him?
First of all, I'm the last person that doesn't care about anything.
I know, that's why I said that.
I'm the one that takes a shot for us. It's kind of weird to go for ALA Westfield when I did put, you know, that's like me, but I should just put ALA Westfield in my top 10, right? But I put Fountain Hills.
That's fair.
I have to ride with Fountain Hills on this one. I do think it's a close game. I'll ride with your spread at plus 4. I think that, but I wouldn't be surprised if Westwood Hills get it done, man.
I know, man. They're a great squad.
Great, great squad. Here is another matchup in the 3A. This is a big one, honestly, because this was another team that felt disrespected and felt like they are better than the team that we listed. You have the Tinley Wildcats. I believe it's your number. I think it's my number 8 team and your number 10 team, or yep. Vice versa, right?
Uh-huh. And what was Winslow ranked for you?
I didn't have Winslow ranked.
I know. I was just saying that.
Oh, you're so stupid, dude.
Yeah. So Winslow's a great team. We got to see them quite a bit last year. I was impressed with them. They did lose some players, as did Chinle lose some players as well. You can make an argument, and it's probably not even an argument. It's probably just fact, but Chinle lost more from a scoring standpoint than Winslow did. Maybe it's somewhat equal, but I think Chinle lost more. I just like Chinle's young core that's coming up, and I like they have a bunch of juniors that are now going to be seniors, and they just seem really balanced. Not to say that Winslow isn't, but I've just heard through the grapevine and been watching a lot of film on Chinle. And I did hear rumblings that their coach said, even though it's not Mendoza anymore, but their coach said that this is one of the best teams that he'll probably ever coach. So, I mean, I'm excited about that, and I think it's going to be good. This is in the Wildcats' den, so I'm going to go with Chinle on this one. I'm going to give it, like, maybe a plus 8, because you know this game's going to be back and forth. It's going to come down to the wire with these two.
No, I agree with you. I'm going to go ahead, because in the Wildcat den, I'm going to go with Chinle. I think he's ready, man. I think he's ready to lead this team, right? He was the second leading scorer with 13.8 points a game. You have Bahi coming back, who's going to be a senior. You have Key, John, Burbank, all of them, right? Is this Burbank kid? He's going to be a senior this year. He averaged about 2 points, 6-1. I think he's the younger brother of Cooper Burbank, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Shout out to one of the, you know, legends at Chinle, right? it's interesting to say, though, I like this Chimney squad. I think, like you said, they're battle-tested, right? They were young last year. Here they are with a bunch of seniors now that I think are going to be ready to rock and roll. I think it'll be super fun to watch. I think that Chin Lee at the Wildcat Den with Rez Ball, seeing these guys running up and down the floor, a bunch of crazy shots are going to go in. It's just going to be controlled chaos. I'm going to go ahead and go Chin Lee plus six.
Okay, I like that.
Okay.
I think the last one we have here is Hayden and the Gregory School, right, on this day?
This is it, man. This is our number three, the Gregory School, the Hawks, versus my number eight, Hayden, the Lobos.
And I have Hayden unranked at this point.
You have Hayden unranked at this point.
Which I still feel good about.
No, and I think that's fair to say, right? I mean, like I said, I was looking back at what Hayden is bringing back, right? Just because they did lose a lot, and they did lose Gardner, and they did lose what's the other kid's name? I'm losing it. It's on the tip of my tongue. Give me a quick second real quick while I look for it. Oh, Castillo. There you go. So they graduated Gardner and Castillo. Castillo was averaging 20. Gardner was averaging 17. And then you had Elvera averaging 10, right? We said that was like a combined total of like
right.
points a game. But they do have Collier, Poole, and Hong, who were averaging 6, 6, and 4. And they also have another sophomore who's going to be a junior there, averaging 3, right? So obviously those numbers are going to go up.
Sure.
And I think with that, I think what Hayden brings back, they're really well coached. The guard play was great, especially in Tucson, the dirty key. They're able to make some noise. I think they're going to be able to carry that on. I'm not saying they're competing for a state title, but I think they are a top 10 team. Now, they do have a tall task against the Hawks.
Hey,
I'm not going to get crazy.
I'm just saying, dude, all eyes are on the Gregory School this week. This is the Gregory School has the biggest week of anybody in small ball. There's nobody who has a bigger week than the Gregory School right here.
I mean, and you're absolutely right, because, I mean, if you look at the Gregory School last year, right, it was just pretty much a up and down just road or hill, whatever you want to call it, man. Injuries, whatever the case is, right? You know, they were just so if and that, floppy, just here and there. You couldn't really consistent. You couldn't really just, like, rely on them. But here they are, brand new team pretty much. They got a stellar freshman that's really ready to make some noise. I think that's why we put them at number three, man. A lot of athletes on their team. They're ready to rock and roll. So, yeah, all the eyes are on them, man. But like I said, this could easily just be taken away on Friday, you know what I mean, as easy as said. But with that being said, I do think the Gregory School should get this done against my number eight, Hayden Lobos. I think I'm going to go ahead and go plus 10.
I say plus 13 on this one. And the reason I'm so excited about the Gregory School for this first week, we need to talk to the AD about scheduling or something. But they play Thursday against San Miguel. They play Friday against Hayden. And then they play Saturday against Tancredi. And I know Tancredi had a ton of transfers going over to Sabino. But reality is, like, this is still going to be a good team that plays really hard. You know, so, I mean, the Gregory School, I think if they go 2-1 in this first week, that's a great start for them. If they go 3-0, I mean, that's going to be really tough, man. The Gregory School is going to be showing. We're going to find out a lot about the Gregory School this first week.
So I agree with you, man. I'm very excited to see just kind of what they got, you know what I mean? And, you know, you brought up Tancredi, man. It's pretty sad to see. I mean, I know we've talked about this in previous episodes. I don't really want to go too much into it, but it is sad to see what they lost, right? I was really hoping forward to see
right.
what they were going to have this season, but it is what it is. But yeah, the Gregory School plus 10, you have plus 13. Other than that, man, that's pretty much the matches of the week for week one as we're back in the season, man, in small ball, dude.
And now just to recap, of the teams that are playing, you say that the Fountain Hills has the highest chance to get upset, right?
I say, we did talk about this. So we said Highland Prep, Fountain Hills, and I think we said, was it Chin Lee or was it?
No, I think we both said that Fountain Hills is right around like a, you said like 40-something percent. I said 50% chance to get upset.
I said 50.
You said 50. I said 40-something.
Yeah, I think it's a very high chance that, you know, the Guardians can get it done, man. And then we talked about this, like, you know, I think on our Patreon, but me and Jeff, we're going to try to do a better job keeping score, right? Who's right? who's wrong. Because at the end of the season, like, we try to keep up in the beginning, then we kind of forget. And so we're actually, I think we're going to do something where we post it on our stories or records and stuff like that. So if you guys are listening, please keep us in check. Let us know who keeps winning. I think it's my record is better than yours these past four seasons. So I think I'm the reigning champ so far.
You, man.
So it's like that.
It's like that, dude. Hold on, hold on. I got something for you real quick. Okay, hot seat question for you. Who do you think, which player this week are you looking to have a breakout week that we, if we were going to pick a performer of the week, who would we say? Who do you think?
I think Presley Ebay, man. I know this kid gets a lot of coverage already, or he gets a lot of talk in the small ball realm, dude, but I think he's just going to open the season off pretty electric. And he can really have a big season. I think him or...
No. That's the one that you put. Just go with that because I want to get mine.
eBay.
Hey, you know what, man? Give me Dayton Foster. I am looking for him to do really big things against Fountain Hills. I think he could have the potential to do a great stuff against their defense. If his teammates around him can shoot really well... I could see him having a lot of steals. I could see him having a lot of assists. And I could see him giving them some problems. I'm looking for Dayton Foster to be like this breakout player for this week. I'm super excited.
What's the over-under if I put him for steals at 6.5?
I take the over, bro. Come on now.
I'm going to take the under.
I'm pretty sure I've seen Dayton Foster get like 6 steals in like a 4 possession span. I don't even know if that's possible, but I'm pretty sure I saw it.
Well, guess what, dude? Your eyes are lying to you, buddy. Just saying. I'll let you know. I'm going to go ahead and take the under on that. I hope he proves me wrong, but Dayton Foster, if you're listening, Coach Howard, if you're listening, keep track of that for us, please. We'd love to know how many steals he gets against Fountain Hills.
Hey, Big Ray, it's good to be back on the podcast, dude. Apple Podcast, Spotify.
Man, it's
nice.
Back, dude. We're back, dude. What season is this? Season 5?
Season 4, big dog.
Season 4, man. Here we are, dude. We're blowing up, literally, with bombs. Now you're pretty intense, I know. But no, yeah, appreciate everybody's support and love for the pod, dude. It's awesome.
Hey, thank you guys so much for tuning into the Arizona Small Ball Podcast. Don't forget, head on over to Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Hit subscribe, hit follow, so you never miss an episode. And we will catch you guys later on in the week for our Patreon, maybe our first live post game. I don't know. But just keep updated with us so that way you don't miss anything. We'll catch you guys soon.